from unpublished poems by Jack Kerouac, The Brooklyn Bridge Blues. And I'll be reading 9 of 10 choruses, or most of 9 of 10 choruses. In the late afternoon, we couldn't find the 10th chorus. So there's still the mystery to come. How does it end? Chorus number 1 of The Brooklyn Bridge Blues. Winter, too cold to write on the bolts of the beams in the steel bridge. High, overlooking whole auroras of samsara sun dusk, down by the Statue of Liberals, holding soon to be lighted torch to the dim, dank Atlantic famous sky, where Greek ships plow through sullen waves of iron, bringing tons of rusty junk to be pressed in bales and left on waterfronts of splinter. I would I were a wave and had vanished now, then ball and bolt with pencils in screaming rooms here on earth, so fool, stupid, blind. 2nd and 3rd choruses. That's an intro. And that's horseshit verse. Let me tell you the truth of the world at last. I started in Brooklyn and went over the span, and at the middle hump I looked and thought. My mother had just told a fib, and in the process made me a liar in my stepsister's eyes. I looked my mother dead in the face, and her eyes were hard to find and almost hidden behind those glasses and all that insecurity and necessitous grime that had accumulated there in the form of samsara's sorry flesh. To prove to her sister, aunt, whatever Lorette is, that all the times it's she who sends me money, she denied that last summer for no reason at all, except I wanted her to be happier in moneyless Rocky Mount, and I had a temporary surplus from the $300 American Academy prize. I sent her a 50 money order. Denied it, fibbed, didn't even wink. My own mother, wow, the work of samsara, this false world. And the Lord says it in the Diamond Sutra, keep the precepts, don't be insincere. It's one of the paramitas, it's one of the 4 precepts. Ah, you canooks, says Lucian, your first fight with your mother and it's over money. Ach, true, wow. Chorus number 4. I looked at the red winter disgusting dusk of the world, saw the alleys beyond Brooklyn, Wolf's red brick jungle that I'd only last night walked onto Gowanus Canal. Ooh, and I remembered the dreams about Rax and Joan Adams and Dreer, and a tear appeared in my eye over the river on the Bridge of Sighs, that as soon as I'd crocodile crossed it, had taken me to the shore I was looking for, Svaha. I am the perfect man, the Buddha of this world. Chorus number 5. I looked up at the blue, deep, perfect, and asked Buddha Lord to perfect me and said, what are the requisites? And he said, you are perfect already. Sullen, ugly Wall Street buildings, so silly and stupid, the blind, woe world, all things endlessly living and dying in ignorance. And I thought, whether as impalpable powder or as great cities visible from bridges in these great universes, what matters it? It is only in the sense of cosmic unity that the Tathagata can rightly refer to it. Chorus number 6. World without end, ethereal flower, and the streets of time and rhyme without rhyme or dime, all crime in the blue sad billows of Manhattan, and old dirty black and orange shit ships with dirty white superstructures and wharves of rusty junk and barges. And I felt exuberant. I felt I was the only perfect man in the world. My virtue 100%. My only sin is lust. I like girls. I have no self. I have a Buddha not self. Choruses 7 and 8. Suddenly, looking at the high city hall towers with stone nymphs atop, I realized I was going to save the world. I sang and marched, this is the other shore that we were looking for. And I am the perfect man, the Buddha of this world. Already perfect. I forgot the details. Ruined dead buildings with signs reading varnishing, already vanishing. Ugh, glug. I wanted to call my mother on the phone and say, I didn't say I was going. I've crossed the river now. I'm over the bridge now. I'm on the other shore now. I've reached the other side. The little glicks and dibbles of returning human humorisms I may allow, it's mountaintop for me. I'm a glutton. I like food. I'm irritable when I'm hungry. I like a good supper. I like sex. Conquer lust and Buddha will arise in me. Chorus 9. And now that I've achieved superhuman perfection of compassion and knowledge, naturally I've lost human talents of writing, temporarily. Nowhere to go. All's been done. I can only tell you what God would tell you. Dry your tears. Dry up your sins, me.